preparations for the day of Ashura, which falls on the 10th of the Islamic month of Muharram, are underway across Lebanon. Each year, hundreds of thousands of participants take part in the Ashura processions to commemorate the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, the third Shia Imam. Black flags, banners, and food preparation were all visible across Beirut's Dahiya area. Despite potential terrorist threats targeting the city, residents say they are not afraid of the dangers posed by takfiris.
As you see, we are organizing for the day of Ashura. Imam Hussein fought for us and we're here to defend Islam. We're united regardless of all threats and we're cooperating with officials in taking the necessary measures needed to prevent any terrorist activity.
The sacrifice of Imam Hussein and his 72 companions, who were brutally killed by the army of the then tyrant Yazid, has inspired millions of people around the world. Many say the message and the lessons taught from the Battle of Karbala has encouraged them to always stand against tyranny. Security measures are tight across Lebanon. Security forces have closed down roads and taken precaution for the event. Just days ago, a number of people who wanted to cause chaos at a ceremony were arrested.
The Lebanese security forces, general forces, they arrested some of these terrorists who planned in order to make disorders or to attack the people demonstrating.
Even though this area of Beirut's southern suburbs has been under multiple threats in the past, hundreds of thousands of people are expected to take part in this year's Ashura procession. People say the threats made by takfiris only makes them stand firm in the face of oppression, just like the way Imam Hussein did. Lamis Karut, Press TV, Beirut.